Welcoming hundreds of thousands of young people from across the globe, the World Youth Day programme foresees a vast number of events, especially conceived and organised, to engage and involve the participants. The highlights of the week-long programme, of course, are the events which see Pope Francis's presence. But during the rest of the day, the young people can listen to guest speakers, participate in workshops, and take part in catechesis sessions given around the city by bishops from all over the world. Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett dropped in to listen to one such catechesis and was particularly intrigued and interested at what he heard. The catechesis in question was led by the Bishop of Darwin in Australia, Bishop Eugene Hurley, who had answers for a young woman with a difficult question. The young woman described herself as Catholic and homosexual. She asked Bishop Hurley why the Church marginalises and appears not to love homosexual people.
I was very grateful for the question, really. And it's obvious a sincere question and from a hurtful part of the person's soul, because she loves God and loves the Church and finds herself being marginalised by what is commonly thought to be the situation of the Catholic Church in regard to homosexuality. And really what I was saying to her is I thanked her very much for the question, because it's one that's on the minds of lots of people, particularly young people, because homosexuality and transgender is a reality for many people across the world. And what they want to know is, where does the Church, the Catholic Church, fit? Or where does it fit within the Catholic Church? And really what I was saying to her is that we've got to be very aware that God doesn't make mistakes, that God doesn't make junk, that God only makes beautiful things, and that she's one of them. And that it's part of my role as I chair a commission for the Bishops' Conference in Australia, and part of that role is for me to work with homosexual and lesbian people to listen carefully to the reality and to discover ways in which God is calling the Church to engage with those people and the reality of their lives. And I was just sharing with her that recently I was speaking with a young man who is saying to me that he would love to be heterosexual, that he finds it repulsive some of the ways that he lives his life as a sexual being. And as much as he would love to be heterosexual, he's not. And he was really asking me, so where does that leave him in the mind of God, in the mind of the Church, in his relationship with other people? And I was saying to Ellen that I did have some ideas about that, but I didn't want to share them publicly without knowing her, because it might sound patronising. But I do think that I asked her to, if she would, to gift the Church with speaking candidly and transparently and genuinely to the leaders of the Church, wherever she is, so that we might have a new way of understanding God's call to the Church to embrace every aspect of sexuality, and more particularly at this time, homosexuality, lesbian, transsexuals, that we must find a way. Because God loves everybody, and we must find a way of expressing that in the Church. And whilst we mightn't have the answers, to some degree that doesn't worry me. But what does excite me is that we'd walk together prayerfully and lovingly to discover the answer.